as a toilet. From your first flush to your last, there is one fact that is absolutely indisputably undeniable. You see some amount of shit. It began a long, long time ago, when there was nought but green. Fields and trees and all their leaves was all that could be seen. Then came a man with hopes and plans for his home and fell afoul. His heart was full of many things, but so too were his bowels. That man, he didn't know, but he would change this land for good. One soul whose role in history did more than many could. But before he took his place among the annals that were read, 2 miles due south of Scone, he had to stop and take a moment to think just what was ahead. A breath to pause and banish any dread. And so I was dug deep in fertile ground, the soil from the land about to be found. 'Cause it's true, since then I've seen some shit in my time. Explain a wee bit more about who this man was and what caused me to become the very first toilet in Scotland. The year is 843 AD and this country does not exist. What we have had up until this point, however, are 4 main kingdoms. So picture a map of Scotland, then cut it roughly into quarters. The southeast chunk, sort of up the coast until Edinburgh, is known as Northumbria. These are Britons, English-speaking, a wee bit posh and pure think everyone's beneath them. So basically, Edinburgh today. In the northeast, we have the Picts. They speak Pictish and, honestly, are pretty much just burning things and making Celtic knots. The southwest, basically everything below the River Clyde, is a Welsh-speaking kingdom called Strathclyde. This was before they built M&Ds, of course. And finally, across the northwest is the Gaelic-speaking Irish kingdom of Dal Riada. They're important. Are we following this? Yeah? These 4 lands each have people who believe that they're the best. We like our language and our laws, so get it up the rest. And that's all fine at first until the Vikings arrive. They kill and rape and smash us up, and we're barely left alive. So from the mess a bloke appears whose father is a Gael. Kenneth is his name, and Scotland is his tale. He rules Dal Riada, that kingdom in the west, but thinks if he had unity, it might be for the best. So he marches up north and joins with the Picts, shakes hands with the good ones, and kills all the pricks. Then south he returns to be crowned as their king, the first one there has ever been. And so the folk did sing,
it's true, as rival factions we've seen some shit in our time, but you want to unite us, and this shit kind of feels right. It feels right. It feels right. Love this shit.
So this guy, Kenneth MacAlpine, takes the Gaelic kingdom of Dal Riada and the Pictish kingdom of the Picts and smooshes them together into this new country called Alba. Oh, and in case you're wondering where Scotland comes from, the Gaelic law all pure worship this Egyptian princess called Scota.
one that found Moses in the basket.
Aye, right. So they all become known as Scots, which is what Big Kenneth is. So when he unites the Picts and the Gaels, creating Alba, the whole Flushing place becomes known as the Land of Scots. 'Cause it's true, even before me, there'd been some shit going on. But I stopped here, the shit before King Kenneth was crowned. In skin by Beth,
here he comes.